Your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill, here. Make sure you check out the Seaplane Blue Show every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here at Powerful Performance.
Oh, yeah. Hey, turn me up. Shades come on. That means the Ravens have won on Sunday. So when you see these on, when you hear Baltimore's song, guess what? That means they won, baby. We've been doing this for a minute. Five times? 5 weeks in a row? And we got a plethora of Baltimore songs. So we ain't gonna stop. I ain't even getting to the crates. I was like, oh. But guess what? I wanted to make sure to play a little Paula Campbell. Shout out to Paula Campbell and Tim Trees. I'm gonna see if she can do the intro to my show. See if she can do that. That'd be nice. All right, let me take these off. All right, what's up, everybody? Shout out to everybody watching this on Facebook. If you're listening to this on the app, on the Live 365 app, if you are watching from Facebook, any of these social media platforms, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sea Plant View Show. And I'm Gary O'Neill, your host for the evening. A little bit about me, life coach, professional life coach, always a pro. DJ, CPR instructor, entrepreneur, doing everything I want to do. Shout out to everybody that is watching this right now. All right, so it was a wet Tuesday for real. But hopefully you stayed dry. Hopefully you weren't out too much out in this rain. But guess what? It's important to have rain so that way we can appreciate the good times. All right, so let's go right into our Sea Plant View moment of the week. This is entitled $24. All right, now, I do a lot of community stuff. Some stuff I do put out there because I want people to be inspired, to be motivated. But for the most part, I do a lot of community stuff, help a lot of people out, and I don't say anything about it because that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to just turn around, help people, and then take a selfie and say, hey, I'm helping this person, look at me. Because then you're not really helping the person, you're just helping yourself. But I did want to share with everybody what happened this weekend. I took my kids to a birthday party, and it was raining, and before we went to the birthday party, I said, well, let me go get an umbrella. I stopped by the store, and as I'm walking in, it was a guy outside, raining, and he asked me for some food to get something to eat, and I said, well, okay, I'll get you something from in here. So I started getting him stuff, and so he wound up coming in the store. Make a long story short, he was in the store with somebody else, and I said, hey, I got the stuff for you. So he wasn't being picky, but he didn't really like what I got him. So I got him some other stuff. I think it was like $7. And as he was leaving out, he was very thankful, very appreciative. And he said, I'm gonna be able to help my other homeless brothers and sisters tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. So he really was thankful for that. Last night, I'm getting some ice cream, right? I would tell you ice cream, but you know you gotta cut the check before I tell you what ice cream I'm in. But I was going to the store, got some ice cream, and it was a guy outside with a dog. And first thing he said to me was, I'm not a bum. And he said, hey, he's diabetic, he needs insulin. And, you know, I said, okay, well, how much is it? So he said, it's $30. I didn't have $30 on me. So I said, well, I'll get some cash and I'll give it to you. So I got some cash, came out, and I said, are you okay? And he said, he'll be okay. He just had two bananas. And, you know, he didn't ask me for things. It wasn't like, I know when somebody's trying to scam me. So he said, well, I have two bananas. I said, well, you got to eat something else. What else do you want? He said, well, can you give me some butter? Because he had some rice. He wanted some butter. So I went in there, bought some other stuff, came out, like juice, different stuff for him and his dog. I even bought like some stuff for the dog. I said that to say, $24 is what I spent this weekend for them. $24 that would have went to anything else. I would have just wasted that $24. $24 helped two people's lives. And I want you to know that you can help a person no matter what the cost is. It costs you nothing to be able to help a person. So I challenge everybody that's a fan of the show. You know what? I was going to call you. Well, never mind. Anybody that's a fan of the show, anybody that hears the show for the first time, for the 12th time, hey, episode 12, I challenge you to help someone that can't help you. Those two gentlemen couldn't have helped me. There's nothing they could do. But I am grateful and happy that I'm putting myself in a position where I can help them. Like I said, I would have spent that $24 on, candy corn, or I would have spent it, you know, on drinks or food, anything like that. But I'm not saying I'm a millionaire. I will be one day. But at least I was able to do something. So I challenge everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching right now, tomorrow when you get up, just help one person. Just one person. And it doesn't have to be money. It could be your time, your effort, your energy, just a word of encouragement. Okay? And that's the Sea Plant View Moment of the Week. Sponsored by Candy Corn. Not really. But I do got my Candy Corn. My Candy Corn crew. What's up? Candy Corn, my triple C's. I said I was going to start bringing candy corn every time the Ravens won, so I had my shades on, I got my candy corn. You know what, Antonio, people really came for me this week, man. They really came for me.
With the candy corn?
With the candy corn. And see, here's the thing. It's okay for you not like. It's okay for you not to like candy corn. But some of y'all was getting ridiculous in what y'all was tagging me on social media. They tagging me on candy corn wings. Come on now. No one's eating that. Candy corn pizza. You know, they showing people tossing candy corn in the trash. Y'all's wild, man. Next time you do that, just turn your locations on. That's all I need you to do. Just turn them on and be outside. That's all I need you to do. Okay? All right. So, let's get to the Seed Plan Do Song of the Week. I really, really, really love this song. Oh, man. This song is dope. Right? I've been listening to this the entire week. So, here's your Seed Plan Do Song of the Week. Kirk Franklin, Love Theory.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life.
Want some candy corn, man? Absolutely. Hey, man, get some of this candy corn, man. Get some of this candy corn. Yeah, here you go. Get some of this candy corn, man. And then we're shaking it like dice.
And then dropping on the table.
Yeah.
wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today with our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service. We look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Hey, and we're back. So, man, that was a great song. Kiera said, yes, the video was bomb, man. If you haven't seen that video, go see the video. I ain't gonna lie, like, that was a... Kirk Franklin got that. He got it. All right. So, let's go right into the topic of the week, which is surviving a breakup. All right? So, I really, you know, again, people that have been watching the show, episode 12 here. We got a 12-pack. Got a dozen. Dozen underneath the belt. Fresh vibes. Press every day. Every week, we got fresh content. All right, so I really, you know, I thought about, hey, what is something that I really, really wanted to share with people? And I know some people that are going through a breakup. If you are going through a breakup or you're experiencing the effects of a breakup, I wanted to make sure I did something for you. So, Tuesday's topic, this topic is episode 12, Surviving a Breakup. All right, so I wanted to do a couple of things first. So let's start from the top. How do I know? Because you might be in one right now. How do I know I am in a toxic relationship? Because sometimes you don't know. And I want to give you the definition of a toxic relationship. A toxic relationship is defined as any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other, where there's competition, where there's disrespect and lack of cohesiveness. So hopefully everybody got that. I'm gonna read that definition one more time. So that way, if you feel like, hey, you're in a toxic relationship, let's just start with that definition one more time. And that is any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other, where there's competition, where there's disrespect and a lack of cohesiveness. That's the definition of a toxic relationship. So what are the signs of a toxic relationship? And if you're online right now, you can post what you think the signs are. I'm going to read some to you. The first thing is going to be, it feels negative. If you're in a relationship right now, it should be a constant 90s R&B song to you. You should just be walking around, tell me what you should be on cloud nine. Does that mean that every day is gonna be great? Absolutely not. But as far as your relationship, you should feel on cloud nine. So it feels negative. The next thing is, in reference to some of the signs of a toxic relationship, constant defense mode. And what I mean by that is, it's always a gotcha moment. It's always, oh, you're hanging out with your friends, huh? Again, it's always something where you gotta feel like your back is against the wall. That it's always, you're doing something. Aha, I got you. You were doing this, you were doing that. You were in defense mode.
Yeah.
Some of y'all comments. So, constant defense mode, okay? The next thing is, there is no effort. One of the biggest things that when I was dating, that people would ask me is, hey, what is your pet peeve? And I would say, lack of effort. All right, so there has to be effort in no matter what you do. I do effort with the show. I'm pretty sure you do effort at work with your kids. If you're in a relationship, there should be a maximum level of effort. The person should feel it. I feel it. So there should be effort there. So no effort might signal that you are in a toxic relationship. The next thing is, it's a battle. It's you versus me. You in a relationship, you gotta think about this as a relationship, that the world has a lot of stuff with it. A lot of great stuff, a lot of bad stuff. But I should put on that armor, go out here, deal with the world, come back, take it off, and you're right there. You should be helping me. I should be helping you. And if I don't, and if it's just a, if we are, I come home to a, I got a battle outside and I got to come home and battle. What's the point? Then maybe I'm in a toxic relationship. Maybe you're in a toxic relationship. All right. Some things that I see people are saying online is that toxic is when are you, so Kiara says, toxic is when you are being targeted constantly for whatever you do. Nothing is ever right. See, that goes right back to constant defense mode. Nothing you can do is ever right. Letitia said, feeling alone within your relationship. Wow. I no matter what, hey, we're going to the movies, we're going to this, but if I'm by myself in a relationship, it's not complicated. The next thing is going to be abuse. Now, that might be the biggest thing as far as physical abuse, mental abuse, any of the abuses. So that might be one of those, one of those huge red flags is that you're in a relationship right now or you've been in one where you have been, you're being abused. Okay? The next one, which I don't think a lot of people know, is passive aggressiveness. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give you what passive aggressiveness looks like. And I hate passive aggressiveness. I'm a very direct person. So passive aggressiveness is someone saying little slick stuff to you, but not really. I'm just breaking it down, layman term. They're saying little slick stuff to you, but they're not directly addressing an issue. Oh, go have fun with your friends while I'm home. What? Oh, I see you're hanging out late again. Oh, I guess I'll go and make myself some dinner. Some little smart alecky stuff, but they have an issue with you, but they don't directly say it with you. If you're in a relationship, just talk to the person. Sit down and talk to them. Tell them how you feel. All right. The next thing is lack of trust. That's in any relationship. If I can't trust you, you can't trust me. Our back is against the wall. And if you think about all the other things that are happening, we're just constantly just going around in defense mode, just waiting for the other one to slip up. And one of the other things is lies. That they're lying to you. That they are lying to you. Whether it's a small lie, hey, I'm at work, and they're not at work. Whether they're not with people who they say they're with, hey, I'm out with the girls, and they're out with a whole bunch of guys, or hey, I'm out with the guys, and with a whole bunch of girls. All right, so lies is another one. So I'm gonna take it to the field and see what people are saying online. And so, like I said, Letitia said, hey, feeling alone within your relationship. That's absolutely correct. I said that earlier. Mona said, you should be in a safe place. So if you have lack of a safe place, if you don't feel safe when you come home, then you're not, then you may, perhaps you may be in a toxic relationship. All right, and abuse is abuse. Kiara said, abuse is abuse. I've been mentally abused and it changed my entire outlook on myself. I began to believe exactly what he said I was. The physical made me abusive to others. And I'm glad you got out of that. Because out of all abuse, all of them is abuse. But mental abuse can take a toll, not just here and now, but later on with other people. All right, and Mona says, trust between both parties is key. Suspicion is annihilated when there is a trust. I should be able to trust you, you should be able to trust me. So that is some of the signs. Now, of course, if you research on your own, there are a million different signs that there is a toxic, you're in a toxic relationship. So let's say you've identified this toxic relationship, you see the signs, and you're done. You are done. So let's talk about how to end a relationship, because we're going to get to how to survive a breakup, which is episode 12, surviving a breakup. But I want to walk people through step one, step two, step three. So how you should end a relationship, just a couple of things. And again, these are just very, very general. Some of them are specific, but just very general. But please just make sure that you take care of yourself. So how to end a relationship? The first thing is understand. Let's just go with this first. Understand that there is not going to be a pain-free way to break up. Everybody got that? Like, you're not going to get out of a relationship. You are in a relationship with a person. You guys break up and everything is okay. It's not. Let's just be honest. Just understand that no matter what, even if you guys both feel the same way, there's going to be some type of pain there. All right, and Michelle said, put yourself first when ending it. Absolutely. All right, so understand that there is no pain-free way to end it. Okay? The next thing in reference to how to end a relationship is do it face-to-face. Like, a text message, an email, those things should not be happening. Now, what I will say is that if you don't feel safe when you are ending this relationship with the person, then you should be in a public place. You should make sure you protect yourself. So don't just, if you feel like, hey, I'm going to end this, but this can go really, really bad, don't do it at their home. Do it in a public place that you feel safe in, okay? So understand that there's no pain-free way. Then we're going to do it face-to-face. The next thing is, which I think a lot of us, let's avoid this. But what you want to do is be honest. But don't give too much detail. Because what happens is, you can be honest about saying, hey, the relationship, you know, hey, I don't feel like we're going to be, you know, this is going to be a future thing. All right, I don't feel like this is going to work out for us long term. Or let's say that the person isn't good in bed. Like, don't say, hey, you're bad in bed. You just say, hey, I'm not compatible. So you can give them the reason, but you don't have to give too much detail, a play-by-play on what you're doing. All right? Don't break up on Facebook. Like, don't tag me and be like, hey, it's over. All right? If you do that, turn your locations on. All right? The next thing is going to be, do not give in to arguments or protests. If you are at this point where you have decided that this relationship is over, then it's over. If you would have gave them a chance, you would have been given a chance. It wouldn't have just happened. You had determined this is over. It's over. So even if the person is caught off by surprise, don't let them protest or argue their way back into your having a relationship. No. Because that's what might happen. Because if you're too detailed, then what they'll do is they will identify that one thing. Hey, I'll do this. I'll do that. You've already determined that the relationship is over. And it's over. So do not give in to arguments or protests. And the last thing is make it a clean break. Can we be honest, Facebook? Can we be honest, social media? Can we be honest, people on the Live365 app? The whole let's still be friends is crap. Like, yo, stop it. Right now, you're going through a breakup. Don't let them tell you, hey, we can still be friends. No, we can't. Not right now. I'm not saying that maybe in the future you can't be friends, but right now, that's it. So give it a clean break. That is it. Don't give them the door is possibly open. Maybe we can revisit this in the future. If you feel like you're done, you're done. Don't give them that opportunity to come back in. Because if that's the case, then you probably should have reviewed that before you broke up. Mona said, what if they are really sorry? Okay, it's okay to be sorry. But guess what? It doesn't change the fact that it's over. All right, so we've reviewed, hey, what is a toxic relationship? We talked about that, right? We talked about what are some of the signs, and you guys have done great on social media as far as identifying some of the signs, so it's good to see that people do acknowledge, like, hey, these are some of the signs of a toxic relationship. And we talked about how to end it. So again, make sure you end it as safely as possible. Stick to your guns. And don't let them try to wean their way back, you know, protest or argue their way back in. Nope, you're done, you're done. That's it. So we've done those things, and now let's talk about what we're going to be doing for the majority of the time is how to survive it. The first thing is, cry all you want. Sometimes we think that we shouldn't cry or we shouldn't show any emotion. You can cry. You can show emotion. If a relationship ended, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to cry. It's okay to punch your pillow. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be hurt. If you feel like maybe a touch of depression, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be sad. It's okay. So you can cry all that you want, but we're going to put a timeline on it. Now, I'm not saying that, oh, you're just going to cry for 24 hours and that's it. What I'm saying is that you have the right to cry. You have the right to be emotional about this. The next thing in surviving a breakup here on the C-Plant View Show with me, Gary Neal, is do something every day to help yourself heal. Exercise, eat right, go do something. Go do something, all right, that will help you heal. And we're going to talk about some of those maladaptive ways that sometimes we resort to because we think that, yeah, okay, it gives us the, you know, we're upset and it gives us the reason to do negative things. It's going to hurt us. Do things that support you. Do things that will help you heal. Meditate, pray, eat right, get some sleep, take care of yourself. The next thing is going to be find emotional support. And so Mona asks, is there a place for support for those who struggle with survival? There are a lot of support groups out. Make sure you find one. But you can also find support in your family and your friends. Now, to be transparent, I'm divorced. So when I was going through my divorce, there was a handful of people who was there to support me emotionally. And it was tough for me. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it was great. It was okay. I was good. No. For your favorite life coach, it was a problem. It was tough. So I would say for you to seek emotional support. And guess what? It's okay for you to go to therapy. I went to therapy. It's okay for you to seek out support from your family and friends. It's okay. You can do that. Michelle said, talk your way through, surround yourself with friends and loved ones and find a hobby, take yourself up. Absolutely, Michelle. And Michelle is one of my newest life coaches. She went through the life coaching program and she's doing absolutely amazing. Shout out to you, Michelle. All right. Kia said, I'm still crying about it. I feel like I've wasted 2 years and it's depressing. And Kia, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm gonna take 30 seconds if I can to talk to you. I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I'm pretty sure that there are things that have happened that were good and there's some things that probably happened that weren't good. And so what you can do is take that 2 years, talk about the good stuff, identify the bad stuff, and then you know what? What did you learn from it? What will you take from this relationship to the next level? Moving on. Because 2 years is a lot of time. And it's totally understandable. And you can cry. All right? The next thing is cut the person off. They're not your Facebook friends. They're not Instagram friends. No, you cannot send them a Bitmoji. Delete them from your phone. Delete them from social media. That's it. That's it. Delete them. As a matter of fact, we'll even wait. If right now you're going through a breakup, go get off of this program. Go delete them and come back. I'll still be here. I still got another, what? How long I got? 20 minutes? I got time. We got time. So I want you to do that right now. I want you to get off of this right now. It's a million people watching, so we're good. Go get off now. Go delete them. Come right back and say done. They don't get a chance to be involved with you. They don't get a chance to be in your life. They don't get a chance to see what's going on or see your comments or anything like that. Remove them from your life. cut them off.
Now.
Okay? The next thing is no rebounds. Listen, we had a lot of fun on this show talking about hot boy summer and hot girl summer and stuff like that. And so, with that being said, don't set yourself up as well as the other person. Don't set them up. Because you're not going to be, some people think, oh yeah, I got out of a relationship. Bam, I'm going to a new one. No, stop. No rebounds. Because let me tell you from experience what will happen. The same triggers that happened in your previous relationship will now be elevated and heightened into whatever, whoever you deal with. So the second they do something that reminds you of a previous, they're done. And you know what's going to happen when you do that? You're going to disconnect from this person, and then you're going to feel a certain way about, oh, failed relationships. So don't, no rebounds, no, you know, I'm pretty sure we've all heard the adage, oh, to get from out from one person, get underneath another one. No. First of all, relax. Go to church, okay? Or go drink some water. Relax, okay? So no rebounds, okay? Don't set yourself up. Don't set the other person up. No rebounds. The next thing is take your time. It's not even about week to week. It's not about month to month. It's not about next year. It is about just one day. So right now, if you're going through something right now, just get through the day. Just get through the day. That's all you can do. That's all you really have at the end of the day. Don't worry about the weekend. Just if you're feeling something right now, just get through this night. Get through tomorrow, and we just keep focusing and keep focusing on you as far as getting past it. Take your time. Take your time. Like, we want to be so quick. For what? You're not going to prove anything to anybody else by doing that. All right? Mona says, chop it. The past has to stay in the past and strengthen your present. The ties have to be cut so you can see clearly. Absolutely. And Mona is another life coach. Congratulations, Mona. She just finished the life coaching program. She's absolutely amazing. All right, so chop it. No rebounds. Take your time. Just get through the day, man. No one's expecting you to be this. You. It's okay for you to be vulnerable. It's okay for you to take a stumble. No, everyone's going to give you that. All right, the next thing. And I really, really, and this is one of my, I should have put this first. Convert your energy. If you've seen the movie, like one of my favorite movies is Inside Out. So if you've seen Inside Out, right? If you haven't seen it, go see it. In the movie Inside Out, when the character had memories, they sort of came through as a little ball. And the feelings in the movie assigned the feelings associated with it, right? Because it was just energy. So what I'm saying to you is that, yes, there's going to be energy that happens because of this breakup, right? There's going to be energy that's there. I want you to take the energy instead of doing something negative with it, convert that energy to something positive. That means, hey, you know, making sure you complete your goals. Hey, you've been talking about exercise. Go exercise. There are things that you want to do. So if you're going through a breakup right now, what I want you to do is I want you to write down three goals you have for yourself and take that energy that you would have took beating yourself up, analyzing every second of that relationship, and I want you to convert it. And I want you to focus on completing these goals. I want you to complete those three things on that list. I want you to write them tonight. All right? The next thing is don't make any big decisions. And that's a huge one, for real, because you know what? You know what some people do? Now they want to chop your hair off. No, we like your hair. So I don't care what's happening. This hair right here, this beard ain't going anywhere. It's in there. It's locked in. Okay? So don't make any huge decisions. Now is not the time. Okay, you got it. You broke it up. Now you want to live in Alaska. Now you want to get tattoos all over your body. Now you are chopping off all your hair. You're coloring it red. Now we got to call you Raven instead of your name. Just chill. Just chill. Don't make any big decisions, because that might be, you may not really want to make that decision when you're so filled with emotion. Don't let your emotions rob you of making those sensible decisions. All right, so I don't want you to break up today or break up tonight. Then you go into work, I'm like, you know what? I'm out of here. No, did you have a plan for that? So just don't make any big decisions yet. Of course, make those decisions, but don't make them yet. Just take it, just give yourself a little time. The next thing is, so remember, we're talking about how to surviving a breakup, is meditate, don't medicate. Yeah. Meditate, don't medicate. What I mean by that is, take time for yourself. You will not find the solution or a resolution or peace at the end of a bottle. You won't. You won't find peace at doing drugs. You won't find peace medicating yourself. You won't find it. It won't be there. As a matter of fact, what will happen is you will go here, go there, you will medicate, you will hurt yourself, and you will turn around, and you will, when you get out of it, when you're not high anymore, when you're not, when you're sober up, it'll still be there. Okay? So meditate, don't medicate. All right. The next one is going to be, I want you to reflect. Ask yourself, what am I learning? What did I learn? What did I learn from this situation? What did I learn? What, when I look back at this, and you know, and we don't have to make the person just 100% the bad guy. Obviously they did something like abuse or cheat. Okay, we got that, right? But just reflect and say, you know what? How can I be better for myself? What am I learning about me in this process? What am I learning about me? How do I want to be loved? How am I caring for people? What happens if it feels as though this is toxic? So just take a moment to reflect, which is why you can't rebound, because if you are just constantly going through a cycle of different people, you're not going to be able to reflect, take some time for yourself. So reflect on what did I learn. And I got a couple more. I know I don't have a lot of time left. Connect with your friends and family. I will say that during a breakup, it's going to be tough, and you're going to need to lean on people, especially if it was a long-term relationship, especially if it was a serious relationship. You're going to need to lean on your family and friends. And it doesn't have to be everybody. Everybody doesn't have to be in your business, right? Okay, it ended, but you know, those people who you know that they are going to be there to support you, deal with them, talk with them, process with them. Let them know what you need Because sometimes people, you know, will say, hey, they need tough love. And if you're the person that they're coming to, don't judge. Be supportive. Be caring. Be a safe space for them. They don't need your judgment. They're already judging themselves. They need your support. Because that could take them over the edge, honestly. They need your support. All right. The next thing is, let go of the fantasy. And what I mean by that is, the pain that you're dealing with, sometimes it might not be because of you acknowledging that you need to be out of this relationship, right? Like, you might say, hey, you know what? Am I dealing with this person? Should I be with them? And you probably would say, no, I shouldn't be with them. But the fantasy of the relationship and it's ending, and now you have to go on social media, and now you're by yourself and stuff like that. Like, let go of that, okay? Relationships happen. People get into relationships and people get out of relationships. And so you don't have to have a fantasy mindset that, oh, if there's something happened that somehow it affects me, which is my next thing, all right? My next thing is, don't own all of it. And what I mean is, if you did something wrong, own it. Like, if you know the relationship ended because you did something wrong, own it. But don't own the other person's stuff. Sometimes we want to take on the whole load of everybody else's stuff. Own your part. And the last thing I want to leave you with, and if you're going through a situation or you know somebody's going through a situation, I want you to send this to them. I want you to send this to them. If you're going through something, take some time, sit there, drink some tea, relax, and just listen to this. The last thing is, I want to leave you with this. They're gone. They are gone, and they're not coming back. But you are. If you're going through something right now, if you're feeling the effects of something right now, it hurts. I know. It's tough. You may cry. You may be upset. You may be wondering what's going on. But you will come back from this. A year from now, 6 months from now, a couple of weeks from now, you'll bounce back. It may not be all right right now. But I promise you this. It'll be okay. And you can look back on this and smile and say, you know what? This was a tough time. But I got through it. All right, so I know we got deep tonight, all right? But guess what? We're done today. And you'll be stronger because of it, all right? That's my time for today. I want to thank you guys for listening and thank you guys for watching. I'm so appreciative of all the support that I get. You can check the C-Plan View Show each and every Tuesday here, 7 p.m., here on Power 4.4 Radio. I'm on all social media outlets. So make sure you check out the C-Plan Do Show. You'll see me. Got a new photo op up there. So make sure you check that out. I know, holding my arm. What? Give me that 90s R&B vibes? Check that out. I definitely feel like I'm ready to drop an album. All right. I offer relationship coaching. So if you're going through a breakup, if you're having a tough time, I'm here to offer that to you. If you need a motivational speaker, if you need a facilitator, if you need a host for your event, I'm your guy. Make sure you just hit me up, let me know. And last, all the thank yous that I offer people, but last, but certainly not least, is you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, miss, for taking time to listen to this show. You could have been doing anything else, but I want to thank you for making this show great. I'm 12 shows in. I'm so appreciative of all the support I've been getting, all of the comments, stuff that people have been saying, and I'm gonna keep going. I can't stop, won't stop. Host, let me put my glasses on. Let me put my can't stop, won't stop on. That's the name of these glasses now, can't stop, won't stop. So when you see these, you already know. But that's my time. Make sure you go back and listen to this episode, and make sure you listen back to all the other episodes, because they're all fire, I promise you. All of them are fire, all right? But until we see each other again, until we meet each other again, until we connect again, until we share moments, always remember, man, see, plan, and do. Enjoy your evening.